Sky.
On FM, on the station app, and on OpenView Channel 606. This is East Coast Radio Newswatch.
The National Consumer Commission has admitted there's still a huge task ahead to educate the public about their rights as consumers. It says the recurrence of food-related incidents indicate that many South Africans do not know how and where to report complaints. Speaking on this World Consumer Day, Deputy Commissioner Tezi Mabuza said while it was easy for them to regulate and monitor formal businesses, they've had challenges in holding informal ones accountable.
And this is also what we are urging our South Africans, that when you buy, insist on getting a receipt, not only for taxes, but as well that when we follow up on a business, we know exactly who is the person that we bought from. Because on these issues of poisoned food, we could not even say the children really bought from this spaza shop, though they will point out, but we could not hold some of the colleagues available.
A manhunt's been launched for those behind the killing of three people in Inanda, north of Durban. The men were gunned down earlier today while standing on the road in Amaodi. Newswatch's Qelumusa Zulu reports.
According to reports, gunmen arrived on foot and opened fire on the victims before fleeing. The circumstances and motive for the killings are unclear at this stage. It comes as residents of the area's Tin Town are up in arms over the level of crime in the area. According to the SAPS, at least 2,000 community members have taken to the streets since the morning. It's unclear at this stage if the victims of the shooting were part of the protest or bystanders. Police say the situation remains calm, with law enforcement officers monitoring it closely. Qelumusa Zulu, East Coast Radio, Newswatch.
Activists say they are pleased with plans to explore a streaming levy to address the SABC's financial struggles. Communications Minister Soli Malatsi said in a reply to an IFP question in Parliament that such a levy would apply to all South Africans using local and international streaming services. Uyanda Siotula of the campaign group Support Public Broadcasting says if South Africans can afford to pay for monthly streaming platforms, it shows they have the means to afford paying the levy.
The streaming levy is a step in the right direction, even though it's not the only solution to the SABC's financial struggles. But we do think that if it is set up in South Africa, it would actually make a difference to, the revenue streams of the SABC.
And around 1,000 people have been evacuated in Guatemala after Central America's most active volcano erupted today. Volcán de Fuego, which is 35 kilometers from Guatemala City, started showing some activity yesterday. In 2018, 215 people were killed and a similar number left missing when Fuego erupted, devastating the village of San Miguel Los Lotes. 2 years ago, another eruption forced the evacuation of more than 1,000 people. Durban 26 tomorrow, Pietermaritzburg 22, Richards Bay 27. For Newswatch, I'm Dineo Mpahlele.